Yes, rockets are still being fired out of Gaza, and that's clearly quite a big problem for the Israeli government, which said that the whole point of this devastating three-week war was to stop the rockets. Over the last few days, there have been a number of Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, and I expect that those will continue as long as the rocket fire continues. Israeli government officials are saying that, you know, until the rockets stop, Israel, you know, maintains the right to retaliate and to launch airstrikes in Gaza.
And of course, Israel goes to the polls next Tuesday. I wonder what the political consequences of all of this is. Who's looking likeliest to become prime minister, do you think?
As far as the opinion polls show, it's probably going to be Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the leader of the opposition party, the Likud, which is the main right-wing party in Israel. Now, he's been in a good position in the polls for many months. It's not purely a result of this war in Gaza. I think he's ahead simply because there has been a solid shift to the right among the majority of Israeli voters over the last few years. And if anything, the war in Gaza has reinforced that. At first, when the war first began, it was very popular, and it did seem to improve the political fortunes of particularly the defense minister, Ehud Barak, who heads the Labour Party. His standing really did increase quite markedly at the beginning. Zippy Livni, the foreign minister, who is head of the Kadima Party, that's the main centrist party, hasn't seen such a great increase in the polls. And I think as the war drew on, particularly after it ended and yet the rockets continued to come out of Gaza, I think that sort of surge in popularity has dropped off a bit. And it's Netanyahu who still remains probably head and shoulders ahead of the others.
He's said to be the candidate least favoured by President Obama's administration. Will there be any consequences? Will it make negotiations, presumably to be led by the US, more difficult?
This is slightly difficult to call. I mean, certainly on paper, Netanyahu has made it very clear that he doesn't in any way embrace an immediate return to, you know, serious peace talks with the Palestinians. His argument is that you can't trust the Palestinians to make a peace deal, and he doesn't want to give up large amounts of territory on the occupied West Bank. His argument is that there should be what he calls an economic peace, which by which he means economic development, investment in the West Bank, in the hope that eventually that would create a situation where you could have a peace deal. So on the surface, that does seem to set him up at odds with an Obama administration that has said very clearly it wants to aggressively pursue a peace process in the Middle East. And yet, when Netanyahu was prime minister in the late 1990s, he did take some more pragmatic decisions. He withdrew Israeli soldiers from large parts of the West Bank city of Hebron, much to the consternation of the Israeli right wing, particularly of the settler movement. And so that shows us that even though he is a right winger, he can take pragmatic decisions. And we'll have to see what kind of pressure, we have to see, first of all, if he wins, what kind of a coalition he can put together, because he's never going to win enough seats for his party to rule alone. And then we'll have to see what sort of pressure he comes under from Washington.